Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. I saw a meme on Facebook the other day that caught my attention. It said, "Nobody gets to live life backward. Look ahead. That's where your future is." At first, I read it and just kind of smiled, but then I began to think about it. And I realized that the greatest threat to moving ahead is often the inability to let go of the past. Everyone's past includes mistakes and problems and things that they would sooner just forget and leave far behind. But those memories of those problems can linger. And as they linger, they can often inhibit us in going forward and accomplishing what we should. Yet God tells us that we are to leave those things behind and to press forward into what he has for us. I was reminded of what Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, where he said, "No, dear brothers, I'm still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." So I began to ask myself, how you doing running towards the goal? Here we are, it's April of 2024. The year is one-third complete. And exactly 8 months from today is December 25th. Yeah, I know some of you don't want me to remind you of that, but it's the truth. So as we sit here today, I have to ask myself, am I accomplishing what I believe God called me to do when this year began? It's a fair question, one that we should all ask ourselves. I want to read you a short story about Scott Paper that you may not have heard before. I think it's a pretty good story, though, for us. There was a man named Albert Dunlap who was an expert at turning around sick companies, and he once worked with the executives at Scott Paper. When he first arrived, the company had lost $277 million the previous year. Its stock was stagnant, and they had zero marketing strategy. Worst of all, Dunlap found that neither managers nor employees believed that the decline could be stopped. In his first week at Scott Paper, Dunlap called a meeting of all the senior managers. He asked each person to stand and tell what he or she was going to do for the company. One man began to relate what he had done for the company over the years, and Dunlap interrupted him, saying, "I don't care what you've done. I want to know what you are going to do now and in the future." The man was stunned. Needless to say, at every meeting afterwards, each person was prepared to say what he or she was going to do to help the company. That one small change in focus caused a huge change in attitude that infused the company with new energy. By December of the following year, Scott Paper was virtually debt-free, and the value of its stock had improved by more than 200%. Amazing, isn't it? What the right kind of attitude has as we're moving forward. You know, often we approach God with a, "What can you do for me today?" attitude. Today I challenge you with this. Make your prayer, "Lord, here's what I want to do for you and your kingdom today. Can you please help and guide me to accomplish it?" I don't think there are many of us who pray that way very often. Let's set some goals for ourselves of things that we want to do, people we want to talk to, devotions we want to have, and studies we need to attend. Let's be proactive. Let's set a plan in place so that we can move forward to be what God wants us to be, and then just simply ask God to guide us and help us to accomplish those things so that we can become stronger and we can become more effective for him. Hope you have a great day, my friends. Know that God is with you and that he has plans for you. And make the choices you need to fulfill the plans you know he has for you. Take care, my friends. Encourage someone today. Love on them and bless them. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.